Tim Sheens has been removed as the head coach of the West Tigers. He still has a position with the club, but we don't know whether he will accept that as yet. It is West Tigers Live, episode 30. The season may be over for our main team, but the action certainly is not. Tigers MS is with us. How's it going, mate?
Good, mate. How are you?
Doing okay. I'm trying to process everything right now. Every hour or 2 hours, it seems like there's new news. We're recording this show on Wednesday. For those that are listening through the podcast there, www.paulygsports.com. So what we know right now is that there will be a new coach of the West Tigers in 2013. And we're going to discuss that very soon. We've also got some better news, and that's in regards to the under-20s and the Balmain Ride Eastwood New South Wales Cup team. They're both through to the grand final. Excellent victories, close games, and well-fought-out games over the weekend. So West Tigers fans have plenty to cheer about this Sunday, even though their main team is not in the grand final, obviously. We're going to discuss all that too, plus Tigers RMS's last word, but let's go straight to the main issue, and that is Tim Sheens has been removed as the head coach for next year. So they will be getting a new coach. There's plenty of people that have been names put forward. We'll go through them shortly, but Tim Sheens has still been offered a senior role within the club, and remains to be seen at this stage whether he'll accept that role or not. Tigers MS, this has all played out very strange fashion. What can you make of it at this stage of proceedings?
I make of it that the board is a mess. They can't even handle... if they wanted to remove the coach, they should have just said, okay, we're removing the coach, and... Yeah. You know, and then these are the processes that were set in place, but they haven't even been able to do that. All they've been able to do is confuse everyone.
That's right.
Apparently, before midday yesterday, Sheens was telling whoever was asking that, no, he hadn't quit the Tigers, like all the reports had said. Mm. And you've got to think, was that leaked by the board? Was that leaked by someone else? Was that just made up by a journalist? You can't tell, but it's just, yeah, it makes the club look absolutely amateur. And yeah, there's something wrong up at the top, and I'm not sure if a change of coach is gonna fix that. But there seems to be a lot of things that are not being played out correctly, and they don't have enough guys in the in the decision making positions that,
yeah, there's definitely
they can't manage men or something. I don't know what's going on.
Well, there's always been a lot of factions, obviously, coming from the West side of things, from Balmain side of things, coming from, now that the merged entity has been around for 13 seasons, the people that are genuinely involved with West Tigers. So you basically got three factions, and I think particularly coming from those sides that aren't necessarily involved directly, but they are indirectly, they're pushing. Names have come out, Steve Roach, Benny Elias, that have really been pushing. Now, I don't know if Steve Roach, he came out in the game plan well over a month ago to say Tim Sheens should go. But my understanding was that was just an opinion. That wasn't anything that he knew behind the scenes. And I have to sort of believe that from where I stand in it. Benny Elias, on the other hand, I'm not so sure. What I'm hearing is that he has been rousing up sponsors. He has been saying things, trying to get rid of Tim Sheens. Then perhaps the sponsors are going back to the board saying, well, we want answers, or we're going to look elsewhere. And the board, like you say, has not really responded with clear direction and leadership. It's been all over the place. And they also have no money. The West side of things are saying, we'd be happy to get rid of Tim Sheens, pay him out and move on. We have our half to do it. Balmain Leagues Club is in serious financial hardship right now. They don't have the money to do it. The Balmain side cannot pay out Tim Sheens' contract. So we're now in a situation where Sheens has been offered a position to continue. That what I'm reading in the Daily Telegraph anyway is that they're hoping, or they're pretty much relying on the fact that he will say no to this, because the position itself is clearly untenable for him. And then if he then resigns, they won't need to pay him out, or they only need to pay him out the amount that that position would be worth. Look, lawyers obviously are involved. It's not a good situation. It may work out all right if we're to believe maybe the Fairfax papers, who are more saying that, you know, Sheens has been offered this role, we're not sure if he's going to accept it. Because you and I have both said that having Sheens in a directorial role, a coaching director's role, would be the way to go for the future. We didn't necessarily say it would happen this year, but certainly looking forward, I know you said another 12 months, I said maybe 24, that's what we'd like to see.
Yeah.
So at this stage, we're still hoping, well, maybe that is going to happen. But when you look at the facts, as we understand them, and the lack of leadership and direction shown from the board, then we have to say that, no, that's, while we hope that that could happen, there's no way that this is the way to make that occur. It should be a smooth transition.
Yeah, no, that's definitely right. And the fact that I think pre-season's only 6 weeks away, and the fact they've taken this long, if they had it in mind, they obviously had it in mind. Well, I hope so. They didn't just make a snap decision.
Mm.
That should have happened a long time ago. You know what I mean? Like,
the worst thing the West Tigers did this year was lose 5 on the trot at the start of the year. Once he survived that, Sheens really didn't do anything wrong, really. He did very little wrong. The players didn't execute very well on occasions. But after starting 1-5, their season was certainly above 50%. And
yes.
So if you're saying, well, you know, this is unacceptable, then you should have made that decision at 1-5.
Yeah, that's right.
And if you're saying, yeah, that it is acceptable.
As you were saying before, they just can't afford it.
Yeah.
And I think that's, well, because, I mean, this is a little bit off topic, but because New South Wales Cup will now have a West Tigers team in it as well.
Yeah.
Perhaps it's time to bring it all together. And, yeah, I know it's very difficult because it's involving two clubs that want an identity. But maybe it's come time that, yeah, you get a certain amount of directors for the club, and the club is just, yeah, I'm not sure how to sort it out. But
well, this could be the best time.
It's causing problems.
Because it does need to happen. And I think most fans of the West Tigers, they want to see the West Tigers succeed. And if they're going to succeed on the field, they need to be successful off the field.
Correct.
So the time has come to say, well, yeah, we understand this is where it came from. And, you know, we both respect that and have the histories. But it needs to be one club right now, or there, you know, this club will falter. It will actually, all this has the potential to really undermine all the good work that's happened since Tim Sheens joined the club. Because before that, we didn't know if it would succeed. Northern Eagles didn't succeed. St. George Illawarra has been successful, but it's considered more of a takeover. This is the only one where you could say it has a 50-50 element to it. Some people would say...
And I think that's what's causing the problems. And the fact that Sheens came here, he wasn't the first, I think he was fourth choice coach when they were trying to get a new one in 2004. Mm. I mean, there's a lot of things that they need to keep in play in whoever becomes the next coach, whoever becomes on the board. The fact is that West Tigers now is a club that expects success, and that's from a surprise grand final win.
Yeah.
But everyone expects it now. Everyone expects the Tigers to be in the eight or to be in the finals at in almost every season.
Yeah.
The moment they're not, everyone is into them and for it not happening.
And after Sheen's first season at the club, where he was dealing with, you know, obviously personnel that he hadn't brought to the club, he was 10 wins or more every year.
Yeah.
Double digit victories. I mean, yeah, they expect success, but they also got success.
Yeah.
And not getting the finals results was disappointing, but they were always competitive.
Yeah, it's just, I'm not even 100% sure if it's the right move. I guess you're not going to know until the new person comes in and you see how they perform. But I can't see a whole lot of success for the next season coming along. I think there'll be it's very unsettled. And I mean,
unsettled.
Maybe, and this is up to the new coach. And if he does manage to get everyone back on the same page, then obviously he's earned his bickies already, sort of thing. There's obviously a lot of, I'm not sure if hurt's the right word, but
pain
maybe for, you know, guys who have left the club and all that. And I don't think it's so much so that they left the club. I think it's the manner in which I'm led to believe that there was a contract for Bo Ryan, but they didn't get it to him. They were, you know, dragging their heels on it, and so he went somewhere else.
They couldn't get him to sign it because
they thought he was more, yeah.
They couldn't get the sign at that time of the year with a salary cap and the unknown quantity. And the same thing's happened with Brett Stewart. He hasn't signed his contract with Manly either. There's not a lot they can do. The TV deal was in its final stages of getting done. It's now done. They agreed with Bo Ryan. They were going to honour that agreement from everything that we read from Stephen Humphries, the CEO. Bo Ryan's manager told him, you've got one agreement in principle and one contract on the table.
Yeah.
Put in those words. I mean, we all work. We all need to make a living. You know, got a family, et cetera, et cetera. Bo Ryan needed to make the smart decision with his head, not with his heart, and he did it. That doesn't mean that it wouldn't have worked out for him had he not, and that doesn't mean the West Tigers were at fault in this particular instance. But when he found out that Chris Hines...
It's hard to get someone to, you know, stay there if there's no contract coming, and maybe it was a communication issue as well.
Yeah. I mean, they could have communicated better because, I mean, it comes back to the whole thing with Tim Maltzen last year. It comes back to the Bryce Gibbs and Andrew Fifita situation. It comes back to the Chris Hines situation. You make your bed and then you got to lie in it. And unfortunately, over the last 12 or 18 months, the West Tigers have not operated in a stand-up, morally accountable fashion. And now it's coming home to roost.
Yeah, well, look, you can only... I mean, can you blame that on the board or the CEO or the coach? Like, the coach doesn't really sign contracts.
No, the blame has to go with the people that are in control. We can't say who it is. That it was Sheen's in total control. Did Humphries hand it over to him? Did Humphries have control? Does the board sort of dictate to him what they want? But you can't do what you started to do last year, change your mind, and then start doing it again a year later, and then be like, oh, but we didn't want this player to leave. We just wanted that player to leave. Yeah. So we were just going to treat him badly rather than... You know, that it becomes obvious that, you know, this is not a good situation. And the players are going, well, who's going to be next? Will it be me?
Yeah. Well, look, there's a lot of... There should be just a lot of upfront talk. Like, okay, I believe they were upfront with Hyington in saying that he wanted the three-year deal.
Yeah.
They said, we can't give you the three-year deal. So he went looking elsewhere.
But at the time, he was told that he would have... Last year, he was told, sign this one-year deal, then we'll give you another two.
Yeah, well, if that's the case, then...
According to his side, not saying him personally, although he did have an article in Sunday's paper where he did come out. So maybe... I don't want to misquote him. I want to say that he specifically said that, but that's what I've read, is that he was under the understanding that sign this and then you'll get that. So he signed the deal. He still was on contract till next year. And actually, this could be a good time to read out the email sent by CEO Stephen Humphreys to West Tigers members. Yep. Let me begin by saying I totally understand many of you are concerned and somewhat confused by recent media reports regarding our club. There is no question that it has been an unsettling week for all of us who love West Tigers. I wish I could have given our perspective on things earlier. However, we have been committed to a process of review, which has really only now started to take shape. He talks about it being a challenging year, talking about the two teams making the grand final, which is he's very proud of. But he says, there is no hiding from the fact that our NRL performances this year were very disappointing and we're all hurting because of it. At West Tigers, we are a results-driven organisation and performance reviews are part and parcel of how we operate on an annual basis. We have been working hard to review all facets of our operation. We are determined to find ways to improve our performance both on and off the field. There has been plenty of speculation in the media about a number of things, including the future of our head coach as well as contractual issues with various players. While there are many positives in being a popular club with high-profile identities, on this occasion the speculation on these issues has been very unhelpful, but is obviously something beyond our control. As I've stated publicly already, the club made a decision not to act hastily on such important matters as these. It talks about the fact that they've gone through the thorough process and decided to restructure the club's football operations, which includes the appointment of a new NRL coach for 2013. The subcommittee has been formed, which will lead the process of selection and appointment. This process will commence immediately. The board has also expressed a strong desire for current head coach Tim Sheens to remain at the club in a senior role. He's talked about that he's been working with Tim. He's privileged to have someone of his calibre at the club. Talked about the premiership success in 05. He says, for all these things, we are forever indebted to him. In relation to player issues, it is with regret that I confirm to you that Chris Hyington will be leaving the club. As sometimes happens in professional sport, Chris received a very generous offer from a rival club. After considering his options, Chris requested a release from the final year of his West Tigers contract in order to accept this offer. Out of respect for Chris and everything he's done for our club, we decided to grant him his request. Chris has been an outstanding clubman, very popular amongst his teammates as well as our members, and we will all miss him dearly. I can also confirm that Bo Ryan has advised us that he will be joining the Cronulla Sharks from 2013. We were surprised and disappointed to hear of Bo's decision. It certainly wasn't our preference. Bo knows that we wanted him at our club for the next 3 years, but ultimately he has made his decision. We thank him for his wholehearted commitment and contribution to West Tigers. He does go on to talk about Robbie Farah and Benji Marshall, hoping that they'll remain at the club down the road. Robbie Farah's off contract at the end of next year. There's already been rumours about him going to Parramatta to link up with Ricky Stewart. The whole email I will post on the website, www.paulygsports.com, if you want to read it. But obviously those issues that we were talking about, Tigers MS, he's at least attempted to address them there.
Yeah, it's... Yeah, look, the problem is you don't know what's going on. You don't know what deals people had are or, no. You know.
Yeah.
Is this a case of the back-end deals that the Tigers had with Lottie Takiri and Kiri exactly. And a few of those other guys coming home to roost?
Yeah.
Like, does that mean, okay, well, look, we have no room, so we've got to get rid of this guy, get rid of that guy, get rid of that guy?
You know, it could because I think they did get them into a little bit of trouble with thinking maybe with the new TV deal that automatically get these bonuses and they haven't come maybe as quickly as they
wanted. Well, that's highly unprofessional if that's the case.